in the summer of 2011, I was waiting to pick up a colleague at the airport, heading for the cell phone waiting lot, and I saw this old African-American cemetery. I thought, well, I'm going to stop in here. This looks much more interesting than the cell phone lot. And that's when I saw the marker that three of the four little girls killed in the church bombing were buried there. I was inspired to go do more research when I pulled out my laptop, and when I saw a prior news account that Addie Mae Collins' body could not be found, I was just shocked and appalled. It's just shocking to me that such an important symbol of the civil rights movement, and of course a sister and a child of a family that suffered so much, can't be properly identified, and they can't have a place where they can come to mourn her.
This didn't happen outside of the spectrum of coverage. Is this abnormal to find a significant death that was covered by the media and maybe only 50 years on? Is it abnormal to not be able to locate the grave?
Well, with this particular cemetery, Woodlawn Cemetery, what I understand from previous press reports is that it's basically been abandoned. The owners just sort of dissolved the corporation and went away. So there are no surviving records of who is buried where. And if you walk through the cemetery, you will also notice that there are a lot of temporary homemade markers. They're fascinating to look at. They're deeply touching in their own way. But the problem with some of these temporary markers, for instance, Addie Mae Collins' grave had, what I understand for years, was just marked by a wooden cross, is that they blow away. They get moved over time. No one's quite sure where to put it once it gets put back up again. So this may be one of the reasons that we cannot now find where exactly her remains are. I believe that they're in there. It's just a matter of finding out where. But it's just so hard to figure that out without having any clues. And I've been trying to search for those clues.
It's, you know, the 50th anniversary of the bombings coming up, and it's certainly a good time to bring attention to this. But also, the family wants to move the remains, and obviously just to give closure to a family that you would give to anybody that would just want to put their loved one to, I guess, a final resting place.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the families have suffered so much for this unwitting sacrifice. These girls didn't know they were going to die that day. It's just horrendous that the Collins family doesn't know exactly where she is. The reason I'm making a public appeal now is that I have just about exhausted my search of all of the publicly available archives that I can find. So what I'm hoping, and I know this is a last-ditch hope, and it's a slim chance, is that someone who was there at one of the burials maybe took a photograph. That may sound odd, but there were press photographers there. And in addition to this being obviously a very personal tragedy for her family, this was, as you know, just a pivotal event in the South. I'm sure that people that went to the funeral services and went to the cemetery that day knew that they were witnessing a part of history, a very tragic part of history. So for that reason, I'm hoping maybe a photograph was taken. Maybe someone has something in a shoebox that was given to them by their grandmother. Or the other possibility is if we could get, say, 5, 10, or 20 people to come back and say, I remember it was right there by that tree or over on that hill, maybe that would give us enough evidence to get to an answer. But I think being a genealogist, however, of course I realized it would be better to have solid evidence either in a photo or in a record of some sort. And that is ultimately what I'm hoping to find.